We're really blessed to have Dr. Kazumba and Glory Charles with us today and their children. And we're just so blessed by this man of God. So I have his, he's been here about three times now. This is going to be, I think, his third time. He was here last October, last month, March. And we said, you know, let's bring him back again very quickly. So at the end of this month, he's here. And so Dr. Charles, he is the founder and president of KITV Network. So he has his own network that shares, really print. There's a number of channels he has under that network. He can talk a bit about that. But you just type in KITV Network or Dr. Kazumba Charles. And so we're on that network, and that through that network, we're sharing the word of God with other ministries around the world. He's originally from Zambia. And thing also you should note about him, he was a former professional soccer player. So not football, but soccer player, you know, the one you play with your foot. and so, but you know, as Lord would have it, the Lord called him into the ministry and developed him further in Saskatchewan, then relocated here a number of years, and we connected. And I just love his heart. He's an evangelist. He's preached in many countries around the world, and we love his passion for the Lord. And like I said, that gift of the evangelist is necessary in the body of Christ, and we're glad that we get to receive of his ministry. You know, God uses people. Amen? And he's using you. Say this, God's using me. Or say this way, God wants to use me. Or say, God will use me. You realize, God, you're an example. You're a testimony. Praise God. God wants to use you to be a blessing. And we believe in this meeting today, God is going to speak to you. Praise God. Are you ready to hear the word of God today? I believe, you see, I don't believe you're going to be the same after today. God is, you're going to hear the word of God. God is going to touch your life. God's going to minister to you. You're going to hear exactly what you need to hear today. Amen. And say yes. You know, so the way we prepare our hearts is that, Lord, we say yes. Lord, you got to receive God's word with a yes. Lord, whatever you say, I'm ready to receive it. Whatever you want me to hear. And what I've found is that as we hear God's word, And as God's presence is here, you'll hear things other people won't hear, because God is speaking specifically to you what you need to hear. Amen. So, Father, thank you for this time today. Thank you for Dr. Kazumba Charles and the anointing and the gift and the grace of God on his life. And whatever you would have him minister, we say, Lord, speak, Lord. Your sons and daughters, we hear. Praise God. We're willing. Willing. We praise God. We're hungry to hear the word of God. And we thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, join me in welcoming Dr. Kazumba Charles as he comes to minister God's word. Praise God.
What a blessing to be here. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
You have to be excited to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. There is nowhere else would rather be, right?
Amen.
This is the place here. I just want to say thank you so much to Pastor Cow and Colleen Lewis. We've known them for quite a number of time ever since we moved here. And we connected so powerfully. We talk almost every day, if not every week, at least once. He's a great man of God. You have a great pastor. And it's a blessing for me and my wife to know them, to work with them, and to just serve in the kingdom of God together. Today we're going to continue. When I was last up here, I started on a topic of preparation. How many remember we're here?
Yeah.
We talked about preparation. Today, I want to extend that or expand on that. We're going to look at how you take your position or how you prepare to take your position. There is nothing that God does without preparation. Pastor Cow referred to the program that you guys are doing, the program here on discipleship. The reason why Jesus had to disciple is, his team wasn't because they didn't know anything. It was because he had to prepare them for what was to come. Otherwise, if they were just to be thrown into those positions and, you know, offense came, for example, or persecution came, they would be jumping out like that. So he had to prepare them. Yeah, there is preparation. We all go through preparation. From the day we are born, preparation begins. Actually, before you are even given birth, your mother begins to prepare. They begin to prepare the clothes. If it's a boy, it's a girl. The crib and all that stuff. And preparation to be a father or a mother, it all begins there. And then the moment you begin to go to, you know, kindergarten, they are preparing you to go to where? Kindergarten prepares you to go to elementary. Elementary will prepare you to go to middle school. Middle school would prepare you to go to high school. You can't just jump. You can't just jump from elementary to the university. There is a preparation. There is also in that preparation, you find that that's where you can make it or break down. Because preparation is meant or designed to strengthen you so that when you reach that position or you step into that position, you will be able to articulate or to do exactly what you were intended to do. You can't hire a person who does, let's say, videographic when you are looking for a person who is an expert in marketing. Otherwise, you won't get the results that you need. So God cannot give you a position that you are not capable of handling. And at the same time, we have to understand the preparation that it is so important because you can have a gift. And if that gift is not prepared to handle certain things, prepared to handle certain, you know, confrontation that comes along with a gifting, because with the higher gifting, not only does higher expectation come, it attracts also the bad and the ugly.
That's right.
So if you don't know how to handle the bad and the ugly in your gifting, you may do what? You may give up. You may give up. So this is why this is so important. I tell people, you don't go to Bible college because, you know, for some of us, we want to go to Bible college so that we can have a title or a degree or whatever. It's not about that. Bible college was designed to actually disciple us to function in the body of Christ.
That's right. And
so when we look at this preparation, I was looking up this preparation. As a former athlete or soccer player, you can't go and play in the championship if you haven't practiced all week along. Otherwise, the other team will blow you away.
That's right.
No wonder why many of us, we've got the gifting, we've got the dream, we've seen what God wants to do, but we don't have the ability to step into it. Why? Because we haven't intentionally been preparing to do what God wants us to do. Do you know even praying to God to develop a life of prayer, you have to prepare for that.
That's right.
To serve God, to come to church here this morning, you have to be intentional and prepare to come. To serve at this church. And I believe and I feel in my spirit since the last time I came here, God is preparing this place for bigger things to come. But until you step in your position and realize where you are here, that's not the final destination. God is preparing you to handle something greater and something bigger, because God cannot entrust you with something that is so great and powerful when you are incapable of handling it. And you know how God works? I always say this, that when God calls you, he doesn't send a memo to other people to tell them how he has called you. You're like, can't you see my gifting? No, we can't. Because God hasn't told us how he has called you. So if you don't understand that, you're going to go through that valley where nobody cares about who you are, what you do, how you do it. They don't care. But God, who has called you. So when we look at the word prepare, we said last time that the word prepare in the Bible, we find it 159 times, which is a lot. Why would the Bible emphasize on preparation? Listen, people of God, our gift or my gift can take me this far, but the preparation of my character can take me further than my gift can take me. Because what fails us is actually that development of the character and the nature of God in us. Proverbs 24 verse 27 says this, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. It doesn't say start building right now. Mm-hmm. You got to start building, I mean, to prepare. They have to survey the land. Because if you just go and start building, you find that there is the altar table on that land is so much so that your house may sink. Mm-hmm. So they begin to prepare. First Peter 1:13 says this, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. What this scripture or what Peter is saying here is prepare your mind to act. I always say this: if you are at your house in the night and the enemy, maybe the thief, breaks into your house. Is it the time for you to exercise and how are you going to fight him? Is it the time for you to start doing now the push-ups? To say, let's see now, he is in here. And unfortunately, that's how we Christians are. We want to fight spiritual warfare when we haven't been prepared in spiritual warfare. We want to confront certain things in our lives that we haven't been prepared for to handle. That's why we get frustrated. Let me tell you, where you are at in your life right now, right this moment, and whatever is going on in your world right this moment, it is not a surprise by God, but God will use it to take you to where He wants you to go. He will use everything, even the difficulty parts in our lives, to bring the best out of you. You see, when you see the God, when they are refining God, they have to purify, they have to burn it down, actually, in order for the pure of it to come down. Even the anointing oil that we love so much. Anointing oil does not just come freely from the olives. They have to crush it. They have to pound it. They have to pound and grind and grind and grind. And guess what? Then the oil comes on. And then we say anointing oil. It wasn't anointing oil when it was in the olives before, until it is crushed. So your best comes when you are able to go through the thick and thin of life and realizing you are going through those thick and thin of life, but you're not going in alone. You have God. You have the God who has called you. He has said He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is going through with us in the valley. And He's not surprised. There's nothing that is a surprise to God. You think when COVID was coming, God was there. Oh my goodness, now the people are dying. No, it wasn't a surprise. Nothing surprises God. So don't you think that God doesn't know the details of what you're going through? But God, the Bible says what? He uses actually those things to do what? To actually turn it for our own good. Amen. Now listen to this here. Even Jesus, as He was coming up on the scene, John the Baptist had to go and prepare the way. Mm-hmm. You telling me this is Jesus, this is the King of Kings, this is the Lord of Lords. He could have just come and functioned like that. No, John the Baptist had to prepare the way. Somebody had to prepare the way. Your first check had to be prepared by somebody.
Amen.
Even just putting on your clothes, somebody had to put the clothes for you before you knew it. I got small kids, I laugh, you know, and the other ones that are grown now, when you try to do what you used to do to them, they say, nah, I can't. But before you got there, somebody did it for you. But we forget so easily. Listen, people of God, preparation equals obedience, and obedience equals service. There is no promises of God without the preparation to get the promises of God.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
We want to jump into the promises of God. We want to jump to go and possess the land. You know what frustrated the Israelites in the wilderness? It was actually, thank you so much. It was actually the process of going through the wilderness to the promised land. Not that they did not see that the promised land was going to flow with honey and milk. They understood that part. Not that they did not see what God was capable of doing. Remember, God would show up with His praises. But listen to this. What frustrated them to even try to abandon the promised land was the difficulties they were to encounter along the way. There is no fruit without sowing the seed.
Yes, yes.
And there is no seed that develops into the fruits without the seed dying. Mm. It has to die and almost decompose in the ground in order for it now to germinate something good. So the process we may be in and you may be in right now is a process that God is trying to do something bigger, something greater. But your character has to be shaped in order for you to do what, to step into that place. I remember when we started ministering and God had given us, you know, the anointing, and we could see the healing here and the traveling around the world. But there were things that God withheld from me. Because the certain things is especially just relational. Why I relate with your pastor here. It wasn't all that. Oh, let me put it this way. When I was a young preacher, I look old because I've been in this for a long time now. I was so zealous that even when I see a demon in a person, I just want to speak to it right now. I had no wisdom whatsoever. I can tell you, and God uses me to see things. That's the gift he has given me. I can see things and I'll tell you right now. And you're like, oh my, no wisdom whatsoever. Look, God began to mature me. Now, the gifting that he had given me, it is not to expose the demons, but to help the person get to where they need to go. So yeah, now it was not dependent on me feeling good that I saw something. Now it is dependent on God saying, I want my child to go to this place. Look, it comes with maturity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It comes with maturity. It's a journey. Sometimes God will rebuke you along the way. Sometimes God will correct you along the way. Don't be afraid when you are corrected. Don't be afraid when the word of God corrects you. It is Amen. Because God wants you to get to where you need to be.
Amen.
So don't quit and abandon the process.
Amen.
Stay in the process. Because it is in the process that God will process now you to take the land that he has given you. Now listen to this here. God cannot send you on a mission or put you in a position he hasn't prepared you to. God cannot also give you a task you are not capable of handling. Even a job, even just a job. You know, you got your degrees, you've gone to the university and all that stuff. They give you this higher position as a CEO and you are a Christian. You're not prepared to pray. You are not committed to church. You don't know how to serve. And you get into that position with all the arrogance. I made it. Now I'm the boss. Guess what? That's how your downfall comes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to face opposition. And you are not prepared to handle some things like what? Some things like accusation. Or just people, bad attitude towards you. You see, I love these on Christians. Like right now, we can feel the power of God. We can feel the presence of God on a Sunday. And we feel God move in our lives. Oh, have you ever gone to those, conferences where it's like a revival conference and people row and scroll on the carpet and the Holy Ghost is moving. And Monday comes, you're just driving nicely and you are happy and you are just so happy. Now you start driving to go to work now. You were so happy. Yesterday, God moved. And then somebody just cuts you off and they give you their sign language. You know what I mean? And then all your countenance just goes like, boom. You want to give them the sign language that you know too. You see, the devil is not scared how much you can feel the goosebump of the Holy Spirit. He is scared how much you are capable of letting the Holy Spirit function in your life day in, day out, no matter the situation, no matter what you're going through. He does not change your personality. You are hooked to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is hooked to you and nothing comes as a surprise and you are not afraid of anything that comes your way. Why? Because nothing happens just for the sake of happening. If there is something here, the devil is going to come and try and knock the door. So you realize God has called you to something bigger and greater than what you are functioning in right now.
Amen.
Don't limit yourself. Begin preparation right now. God cannot take you to where you need to be just because you're praying, God, take me where. He knows he wants to take you there, but you are not ready to possess that land. There are demons, there are spirits, there are demonic influences that can cause you either to even go in the world when God gives you something. So God, actually, he is not afraid to bless you abundantly with the financially. But the problem is that we are not even prepared to handle a million. We're going to go back to the world and go back to drinking and go back into all this stuff, and the blessing became a curse. Because we did not know how to handle it. So God's desire here is to prepare us. How are you capable of handling your gift? How are you capable of handling people? How are you capable of receiving people when they come in this place? Let me tell you, God wants to fill up the house of the Lord. But are we able to do or to handle some characters that can come in here?
Amen.
We pray, God, send us more people. Oh, he will send them, all right. But are you ready to be? Oh, otherwise, you do. You start looking and say, you're not supposed to be in here. Oh, no, this one. You're praying you wanted the people. And God will send the people. And they won't look like you. And they won't pray like you. But is your prayers and your lifestyle going to surpass that demonic lifestyle that may bring? Listen, change comes by you observing me, not just me preaching to you. When you are able to follow me and watch, is this guy who he is or what he is or what he preaches? Listen, demons do not care how much you can praise and worship God in this place. Demons care and are fearful when they are able to see you walk in the power of God outside the four walls of this house.
Amen.
When you are able to be at the mall and let the people see the glory of God over your life, let the people see the gentleness, let the people see the peace. When people are panicking, you have the peace. They're asking you, why do you have the peace? It's not because I've got everything figured out, but it's because I have one person in my life, Jesus, and he tells me I should not fear. Now listen to this here. What I'm trying to tell you is that God not only does he prepare us for the good works he has planned for us, he also is a master at preparing us to handle valleys, obstacles, disappointments, rejections, and challenges. When we first started the network, KITV, and we didn't start where I've never been a videographer. I've never been an IT guy. You heard my background, kicking that round ball. That's all I did all my life before I came to the Lord to do what I do today. And when God, all of a sudden, he put the network reaching, let me back off a little bit here. It's going to go into the same thing where we're going here. I was on the plane flying back out of Uganda. I done a crusade in Uganda. I felt tired because we were in so many places, and my wife, she was at home here in Canada with our kids, running around with the kids. And you know how tough it is when you are a first generation. You don't have your auntie or your uncle to look to help out with the kids. It was only my wife. So I began to complain on the plane. I'm complaining to God. By the way, it's okay to complain to God. I said, God, I don't want to be traveling too much. I don't want to be going to too much places like that. Here's the evangelist who loves traveling, saying now after he has, God has, let me tell you something. God will definitely give you what you're praying for, but are you able to handle the stress and the pressure that comes when you have it?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, God, give me a husband. He's going to give you one. And then when you've cooked food at home and he says, I don't like this. I want some Jamaican tipai or whatever, something. Like, man, I just cooked with love all this food and you don't want to eat? It comes with the territory. Every blessing has a challenge. Every good thing has on the side a challenge as well. So I'm on this plane after seeing God work miraculously in Uganda, seeing thousands of people give their lives to the Lord. You can see it on our website. And here I am now trying to back out on what God now had prayed. God, use me, send me to the nations. Now I'm trying to back out. I'm on the plane now. I'm tired. You know why? Don't make your decisions when you are too tired. Because when you are too tired, you open up your mind to voices that are ungodly.
Yes. 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 That's it.
That's why when you come into the house of the Lord, prepare your mind. I'm going to receive the word of God. And today I'm going to allow the word of God to challenge me. I'm going to allow the word of God to change me. Because if you don't do that, you will come here. The word of God may be annoying to you. Amen. The same word may be annoying. It's delivering somebody else, but you, it's annoying to you. And that's how we have people move in churches, because they didn't like what the preacher said. No, it is not the problem of the preacher or what the preacher said. It is the problem of you are not prepared to hear certain things. You only prepare to hear what you wanted to hear. And God is specialized in making us hear what we don't want to hear. Listen to this. I'm on that plane. I begin to complain to God. I don't want to travel anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then I hear on the voice, the Holy Spirit says, I will take you into all the nations without you being in all the nations. I found it was a great deal, but how can that be? I don't have the resources to start a television network of that magnitude. And all of a sudden, a satellite company that I've set up, Daystar and all that, those are bigger television network, calls me, gives me the grace to say, this is what we're going to do. We want to turn your TV program into a television network so that you can reach many people. But listen to this. I was excited. God had done that. But there was work to be done now, to work towards that television network. You need partners. You need preachers. You need content, like they say. You need all the... There's a lot of work. We started pitching out to other churches. Hey, would you come on and, you know, come on and broadcast your messages on this? You know what? They look at you. You are unknown. We don't even know you. Nah, we're not doing this. And you're looking like, God, but you gave it to me. Yes, but you did not send the memo to all the people to know that this is going to be a great thing. But you know when rejection happened in our lives? Actually, what God is trying to tell us is that start preparing. You just prepare. The people will come. The people won't come to a bad website, bad graphics, bad this. Prepare. Take time to prepare. Take time to develop. Take time to develop the brand. Yeah. But it is in the developing of the brand, that's where you're going to walk alone. Mm-hmm. You see, that is where now you are all by yourself. Mm-hmm. And nobody is coming. Nobody is sending in their donations. Mm-hmm. Nobody is looking what God wants to see. So never complain to say, man, I've got a gift and nobody even is appreciating. No, they won't appreciate it. Because you are in the process of developing that. You know the best thing now I found? After we are done everything, now we don't even have to call anybody. They just watch, they just look. Hey, how can we come on KITV? And I begin to say, wow, now we are catching the fish. Yeah. My job was to do what? To prepare. Put the line on. Put the hook on. Put something on there. Throw what? Throw your net into the water and just wait there. You may wait for days. You may wait for years. You may wait for months. But as long as you have a hook there that is looking good, the fish will be attracted. They're going to come and eat. I don't care if they eat 2 years. I don't care if they eat after 10 years. They will come one day and they will come there. Listen to this here. We are the person that told us this. One person told us this. I can never come on your show because you are not popular enough. Those were exactly the words of a man of God. And here you are now. You know how deflected you become? You're thinking like God is doing something. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen. It comes with the territory. When you are about to do something great, we notice. Actually, do you want to know when God is moving in your life? When you begin to sense those rejections and disappointments. Because God cannot rush you to possess. Because if he rushes you to go and possess what you're looking for, you will rush out to run away from it. Amen. You will rush out from it. And that's why we begin now to see, we say, okay, this is so good that God had prepared that man of God. If I'm not careful and I don't have the wisdom, I would say he did something so terrible. But you know what he opened up? He opened up my eyes to say, okay, how do I develop this KITV without me actually even knocking too much on the doors of the people? Right. When the people go on the network, what do they see? Yeah. What do they need? Yeah. And when we did that, today's a different history. Listen, people of God. When you experience challenges, it is not because God has ignored you or is ignoring you. It is because God wants you to do what? I said, He is the master of repelling us for disappointments. Because we want only to possess. When you have something, you're gonna run into some attitudes. That's why Christianity is not a one-day journey. This is a process.
Yes. Amen.
Living out a Christian life is not easy. It's a process.
Amen.
It is not just me on the pulpit here. Who am I with my wife? Who am I at home? Who am I in the street? Who am I wherever I am? Here, if we don't learn how to handle challenges or how to navigate through the valleys of life, we can prematurely abandon God's purpose and pursue valueless things that makes us comfortable. A lot of people have abandoned God. A lot of people have abandoned their calling. Because with the calling of God comes work that needs to be done. And we don't like work. We want something. We think like the grace of God is to give us nothing that we need to tend to. That is not the grace of God. The grace of God is to help us actually use what God has given us effectively without being broken down mentally or stressed because of what we're doing for God.
Right.
Jesus would take his disciples, begin to train them, begin to speak to them. You know, before he left, you know what he said to them? They had seen all the miracles that he had performed. They had seen all the power of everything he had done. But listen to this here. When Jesus now was about to go, he told them this. He did not tell them that now go heal everybody right now. No, he told them and he said, listen, offense will come. Why is he telling them offense will come? Because listen to this, offense, that a word offense, it's in a Greek word, it comes from a Greek word that is called scandalazo or scandalion. Or, you know, the scandal? But listen to this, the root word for that is actually a trigger. You see, when you have a gun, there is a trigger.
Yeah, yeah.
So he told them this, that offense will come, meaning a trigger will come, which is offense. What is offense going to come? What is offense going to do? When you are offended, do you smell like a sweet aroma? You just want to be like Mike Tyson. You're going to punch everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, just punched some people on the plane not too long ago here. Because when you're offended, all you want to do is what? Go after the people.
Yeah.
But look at this here. When you are offended, you have the anointing, you have the gifting, you have everything. When you are offended, you don't know how to handle people. Mm-hmm. Guess what Jesus did to them? He spoke to them. He says, offense will come. He didn't worry about the gifting. The gifting comes from God. He will give you. He will gift you 100%. But he wants you to handle those offenses, rejection. You know what offense is? Offense is a trap of the enemy that sets you off to abandon your God-given position. Because when you are offended, you are not smelling like sweet aroma of the presence of God. Offense takes you off of the position of God, while forgiveness actually positions you back into your position to continue to do what God wants you to do. That's why forgiveness is very difficult, and unforgiveness is almost like it runs in each and every one of us right now.
Amen.
There is a spirit of unforgiveness. And that's the trap. That's how the devil wants to trap. So Jesus was preparing them. How now can you be a person you're serving, especially serving God? I have seen a lot as a young preacher. Serving God is not for the weak. Even just following God or serving God, it is not for the weak. You go through a lot of challenges, but you got to understand He's your heart right with God. Because when your heart is right with God, you can handle everything. Now, you can't, your heart cannot be right with God if you have not positioned your heart before God for God to do what He desires to do through you. We're going to end with these few things here. Let me take you to the story of Joseph. Because this is where we begin to see what it looks like to go through the valley. Joseph, the young Joseph, was very, very excited as God began to show him what he would do with him. You know, it's like you on the plane, like me on the plane. God begins to show me, I'm going to take you to all the nations without you going into the nations. It doesn't tell you the details of how they're going to reject you, how you won't have money, how nobody's going to care. It doesn't tell you all that stuff. It just shows you where you need to go, but it doesn't tell you this is how you're going to walk here, walk there. It doesn't do that. I said, God, why? At least don't show me where I need to go. At least show me where I need to go. God doesn't do that. Have you noticed that?
Amen.
He tells you, go bless that person, but doesn't tell you where the money is going to come from.
Amen.
I'm like, God, go build his house. Okay, where's the money? You figure it out. All I said is, go build the house. Go bless somebody. They offended me. Oh, you're going to figure it out how to sort out that one. But me, I told you, go ask for forgiveness. And we are resisting. And you know what? Until you break that down, you will never, ever enter into the potential and the greatness that God designed each and every one of us in this building. We have a unique calling. It doesn't matter if your calling is not preaching like myself. You have a very powerful call in your life that this church needs, that the body of Christ needs, that the world needs, that your workplace needs.
Amen.
The problem is we're always looking at, that one is talented. Oh, that one is so gifted. No, look at you. You're gifted too. You were born from the Spirit of God. He gave you gifts and powers in your life. You can do extraordinary things. Don't look at the Joneses, what the Joneses are doing. Let the Joneses also look at you.
Amen.
And that's how God has made us. I have to look at, wow, I love Pastor Cow, the way he shares the word of God and the way he flows. Pastor Cow is looking at me. I like the passion of this young man. I'm like, oh, wow. And so he's admiring me. I'm admiring him. That's how the body of Christ works.